Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om 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 Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So, today, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10. Prahlad, the best among exalted devotees. Text 3. Mritya,
Mritya,
Lakshana,
Lakshana,
Jigyasur,
Jigyasur,
Bhaktam,
Bhaktam,
Kameshur,
Kameshur,
Achodayat,
Achodayat,
Bhavan, Samsara,
Samsara,
Bijeshur,
Bijeshur,
Hridaya,
Hridaya,
Vrantishur,
Vrantishur,
Prabho,
Prabho,
Mritya Lakshana Jigyasur,
Mritya Lakshana Jigyasur,
Bhaktam Kameshva Chodayat,
Bhaktam Kameshva Chodayat,
Bhavan Samsara Bijeshur,
Bhavan Samsara Bijeshur,
Hridaya Grantishu Prabho,
Hridaya Grantishu Prabho,
Mritya Lakshana Jigyasur,
Mritya Lakshana Jigyasur,
Bhaktam Kameshva Chodayat,
Bhaktam Kameshva Chodayat,
Bhavan Samsara Bijeshur,
Bhavan Samsara Bijeshur,
Hridaya Grantishu Prabho,
Hridaya Grantishu Prabho,
Mritya Lakshana Jigyasur,
Mritya Lakshana Jigyasur,
Bhaktam Kameshva Chodayat,
Bhaktam Kameshva Chodayat,
Bhavan Samsara Bijeshur,
Bhavan Samsara Bijeshur,
Hridaya Grantishu Prabho,
Hridaya Grantishu Prabho,
Mritya Lakshana Jigyasu,
Mritya Lakshana Jigyasu,
desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee,
desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee,
Bhaktam, the devotee, Kameshu,
Kameshu,
in the material world,
in the material world,
where lusty desires predominate,
where lusty desires predominate,
Achodayat,
Achodayat
has sent
Bhavan,
your lordship,
your lordship,
Samsara Bijeshur,
the root cause of being present in this
material world,
Hridaya Grantishu,
which desire for material enjoyment,
which desire for material enjoyment,
is in the cause of the hearts of all conditioned souls,
is in the cause of the hearts of all conditioned souls,
Prabho,
Prabho,
O my worshipable Lord,
O my worshipable Lord.
Translation. Aha. Okay, let's just carry on though for the time being. O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Read the translation again. O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart. You have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu has given considerable discussion about Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha devotees. Nitya Siddha devotees come from Vaikuntha to this material world to teach. Nitya Siddha devotees come from Vaikuntha to this material world to teach by their personal example how to become a devotee. The living entities in this material world can take lessons from such Nitya Siddha devotees and thus become inclined to return home back to Godhead. A Nitya Siddha devotee comes from Vaikuntha upon the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and shows by his example how to become a pure devotee, anyabhilashita shunyam. In spite of coming to this material world, the Nitya Siddha devotee is never attracted by the allurements of material enjoyment. A perfect example is Prahlad Maharaj, who was a Nitya Siddha, a Mahabhagavat devotee. Although Prahlad was born in the family of Hiranyakashipu, an atheist, he was never attached to any kind of materialistic enjoyment. Desiring to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee, the Lord tried to induce Prahlad Maharaj to take material benedictions, but Prahlad Maharaj did not accept them. On the contrary, by his personal example, he showed the symptoms of a pure devotee. In other words, the Lord himself has no desire to send his pure devotee to this material world, nor does a devotee have any material purpose in coming. When the Lord himself appears as an incarnation within this material world, he is not allured by the material atmosphere, and he has nothing to do with material activity. Yet, by his example, he teaches the common man how to become a devotee. Similarly, a devotee who comes here in accordance with the order of the Supreme Lord shows by his personal behavior how to become a pure devotee. A pure devotee, therefore, is a practical example for all living entities, including Lord Brahma. Mritya lakshana jigyasur bhaktam kamesh vachodayat bhavan samsara bijeshu hridaya brantishu prabho. O my worshipable Lord, because the seed of lusty desires, which is the root cause of material existence, is within the core of everyone's heart, you have sent me to this material world to exhibit the symptoms of a pure devotee. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutaleja Pati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachani Nerevishesha Shunyavadi Vastrityadishtani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the state of anybody's consciousness, it cannot really be hidden. Nobody can hide what they are internally, what stage they are at in whatever it may be.
some version of material consciousness, or some degree, or in this case, complete Krishna consciousness. People can only imitate for some period of time, and then that deeper nature will just show itself. It is unavoidable. Srila Prabhupada told the story, it's a fairly well-known story, of the horse and the scorpion. They both came to the bank of a river at the same time, and the horse was about to cross. For him it's not so hard. But the scorpion is small, and what was he going to do? It would be very, very difficult, perhaps not possible for him to cross. So he appealed to the horse, "Would you kindly give me a ride on your back across the river?" And the horse said, "No, I won't do that. You'll sting me. You're a scorpion." And the scorpion said, "No, I wouldn't do that. Why would I do that? If you're helping me cross the river, of course I would never do such a thing." So the horse said, "Well, all right, I suppose." Scorpion got on his back. Horse started swimming across the river. Scorpion sitting there on his back. Suddenly, bang! Scorpion stung the horse. And the horse said, "Why did you do that? You promised not to do that. I'm helping you," and like this. And the scorpion said, "I know, I'm so sorry, but I just couldn't stop myself. It's my nature." Prabhupada also told the story of the thief who became a devotee and went on pilgrimage with a band of devotees. And they were just asleep under the trees. They were walking on their way to some pilgrimage site. And every night they just sleep under the trees by some river and get up in the morning and carry on. But this thief, he was a devotee now, but he'd been very active as a thief. And his program had been every night he would go out late at night and rob people. And he was so driven by this that as they were going on pilgrimage one night, that he just woke up in the night, as was his practice, with this desire, "I must steal, I must steal." And he looked around and there was only the devotees, and he was also now a devotee, and he thought, "I can't steal from the devotees." But he was so driven, he got up and he didn't steal, but he moved everyone's bags around and put your bag by him and his bag by you, and this is what he did. And then he went and back to sleep. And everyone woke up in the morning and someone said, "Where's my bag?" And then he said, "Oh, look, you've got my bag." And another one said, "But you've got my bag. Why did you take my bag?" But then the thief said, "You know, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It was me. I couldn't stop myself." So acting is possible, but a permanent act is not possible. And whatever nature is there, it will come out sooner or later. And this is there for the non-devotees. And this is there for the devotees. And this is there for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of course. He's in his own category, but still, So therefore it's possible to see. For example, if one has the eyes to see, if one is trained and understands devotional service sufficiently and the symptoms of a devotee sufficiently, then it's possible to observe some newcomer and at least get some idea. Perhaps was this person a devotee in their previous life? Because some people, they just come and just take to it. They just take to it. And we know, Prabhupada, in the purport here, he refers to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, how it describes different classes of devotees, Nityasiddha, Sadhana, Siddha. But also, Srila Rupa Goswami and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu makes the point that in so many cases, people come to devotional service having performed devotional service previously. And as we know, for example, in Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse 40,
famous
verse in Bhagavad Gita, Nei vikrimanashasi prachavaya vichite svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobhayat, that even you make a small bit of advancement in devotional service before you pass away, or even before, if a person then falls down, but whatever advancement is made will never be lost. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that if in this life you make 1% advancement, and then perhaps you just pass away, or perhaps you become deviated from the process, but then maybe later in this lifetime, but if not, perhaps in the next lifetime, you'll start from 2%. You won't start from zero again. So these things are visible, actually. And I remember one devotee who used to be here many years ago, senior devotee, and he was telling us once how he was the regional secretary in some part of California, and he would go around and visit the temples. And he had been in one temple there a few days before, and now he was in Los Angeles, and he phoned up the temple president in that temple he had been a few days ago, right around this time. And they're talking about this and that, and then he said, oh, and who's giving Bhagavatam class? And the temple president said, Bhakta Robert. And that regional secretary had just been there. And there was no Bhakta Robert a few days before. So he said, he asked, well, who's Bhakta Robert? I didn't meet any Bhakta Robert. And the president said, yes, he just joined like day before yesterday. But he's just so into it, completely, that we couldn't stop him. He's giving back the time class today. So, and of course, it also may indicate a shortage of people to give back the time class. But still, on the positive side, they couldn't stop him. He was just into doing everything. And just so much into reading and chanting after a few days. But then you see others, they come to Krishna consciousness a little bit. And then they go, then they come, and then they go, and then they come, and then, you know, and then they. And they just can't become settled in Krishna consciousness. Actually, I had the experience when I joined in Berry Place, January 1973. There was one boy, also same age, very early 20s, and he would come every day and wash the pots. And his name, he was Bhakta John. And he was there every day to wash the pots. And there was a group of us, we had all joined at the same time, living in the ashram. And so from time to time we'd see him and we'd tell him, come on, join. What are you doing? He's just living in some flat on his own, doing nothing much. But every day he would come and wash the pots. But he would say, yes, well, you know, I have this problem and I'm meant to do something else. Nothing very important. But somehow or other, he just remained kind of attached and couldn't really get into full-time devotional service. So he was there for years. Then I came to South Africa, and then the whole group of us visited England in 1983. And we went to, it was then Soho Street. And who was there washing the pots? Bhakta John. He was still living out somewhere in the suburbs doing nothing of any real value. So like this. And what to speak if someone is very exalted devotee. Very exalted devotee. Like Prahlad Maharaj. Like Maharaj Parikshit. Like Jiva Goswami. There are descriptions with these different devotees and various others of how they're actually exalted pure devotees of the Lord, associates of the Lord. But as part of the Lord's mission, they come to this material world to preach, to teach, and to show their own personal example. So Prahlad Maharaj is like this. And we saw the earlier. Oh, Hare Krishna. Thank you. In the earlier chapters, there was the description, in-depth description of his attending at school at 5 years of age. And his classmates were the sons of the demons. So they're children. But still, because of what they are, they're demoniac. They're really demoniac people. Even though they're just little children. But that also would show through. But Prahlad, because he was such a great devotee, he transformed them all. He transformed them all. And before anybody knew it, they were all chanting and dancing like mad. When we were at school, whenever the teacher would go out, chaos would manifest. And then when the teacher came back, in our classrooms, on the side there was a corridor outside, but there were windows which would open kind of sideways. And we would see in the windows when the teacher was walking down the corridor. And so we would immediately become good and sit there with our pens. But of course he could hear. But when when the teachers would go out, Prahlad would get those sons of the demons into some big kirtan. And this beautiful painting in seventh canto of this happening, Prahlad and his school friends in kirtan. Oh, they are just so much into it. Because some exalted pure devotee like Prahlad You can't stop him. You can't hold him back. It'll show. And when it shows, it will just be so outstanding. So in those earlier chapters, there was that, him and his, with his school friends. Then there's him preaching to his father, so strongly and so directly, pure Krishna consciousness, because he is a completely liberated soul, eternal associate of the Lord. He has come to this world just to exhibit, to show what it is to be a pure devotee and how amazing pure devotees are. And in this way, how everyone should become a pure devotee. Don't waste your time. Become like Prahlad. It's just so much better. So he's a wonderful example. And this has been shown here in this particular pastime right now, immediately following killing his father, Hiranyakashipu. Then Lord Nrisimhadev offers Prahlad a benediction. And so this is what's going on right here. The Lord is pressing him, actually, take a benediction. And Prahlad is refusing, but the Lord is insisting, no, I want you to ask for something material. But Prahlad is refusing. And he continues to refuse. And we will not sort of spoil the fun. I don't think he has. He come to the point of actually expressing a desire. He does sooner or later. I think that he hasn't yet. No, he hasn't done yet. And eventually the Lord says, a devotee like you never desires any kind of material opulences, either in this life or in the next. Nonetheless, I order you to enjoy the opulences of the demons. You can just imagine certain people, even devotees, saying, well, look, if you insist. But with Prahlad, the Lord had to order him. And it was not that Prahlad then said, well, okay, let me get into it. But he continued to exhibit the nature of the pure devotee on, and he lived on for many years and ruled as the king of the demons and had children, and they became kings of the demons also. And so such exalted personalities, Nityasiddha, as Prabhupada mentions here, there's Nityasiddha, there's Sadhana Siddha. In one sense, there's no difference, because when a person is Siddha, they're Siddha. It's just a question of either Nitya or Sadhana, whether they always were or whether they became, because, well, just as with anything, some people learn English. Some people, like as adults, they come from a foreign country. And other people are born. Of course, they also have to learn, but still, it's their mother tongue and it's a different, whole different thing for them. But once you can speak the language, you can speak the language. And that's basically it. There may be some accent, but even in many cases, people really learn. And there's no accent at all, and you wouldn't know. So Siddha is Siddha, and when a person becomes perfect, then it's not that there's some traces necessarily from before they were siddha, when they were actually entangled on the material level. When they're pure devotees, they're pure devotees. And that's all there is to it. And therefore Srila Prabhupada also makes the point elsewhere that sadhana siddha can be considered in one sense also nitya siddha. Because when you're on the platform of perfection, that's eternal. It's totally transcendental. It's totally transcendental. And therefore considerations of material time, it would be inappropriate to really apply them. Of course, that's a slightly specialized idea, but in principle, you can appreciate what is spiritual is spiritual. It's not sort of half spiritual or something like that. So others also, it's described about Maharaj Parikshit and also about Jiva Goswami. When they were children, in both cases, they had their friends and the other children in the neighborhoods. And those friends, those children, they're ordinary children, and they would play and they would invite Maharaj Parikshit, invite him, come and play. He wouldn't do it. He had deities, or Radha and Krishna, and he would be with them the whole day, and dress them, and decorate them, and make them perform, sort of engage them in different pastimes, offer them food, offer them arati, and this was his program the whole day. And his mother would come and tell him time for lunch, he wouldn't come. He was just too absorbed. Same thing with Jiva Goswami, exactly the same thing. He had deities of Krishna Balaram and friends, and they would play exactly the same. And his mother would come, want him to eat, he wouldn't come. And his friends would want him to play, he wouldn't play. And he would take Krishna and Balaram, and he had like sort of toy cows and little cowherd boys, and he would arrange all these pastimes. And some demon would come and he would take his deity of Krishna and get Krishna to smash the demon. And he would offer bhoga to his deity. And it's described, it's in Bhakti Ratnakara, that the only interactions he would get into with his friends would be, he would offer bhoga to Krishna and Balaram and take the prasad and distribute it to his friends. And that's what he'd do. And otherwise, the whole day, he would be totally inseparable. And he would sleep with the deities. Yeah. So, and eventually the deities, one night, in a dream, his deities appeared and they revealed to him that they had gone atai. And Lord Nityananda told him, just surrender to my Lord Gaura. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, no, no. Make Lord Nittai your life and soul. And the next day he left home. So he was already, you know, well into his teens or so by that stage when he left home and headed to Vrindavan. And first of all met Lord Nityananda in Navadvip. He was living in Ramakeli. Some, not far, but some distance from Navadvip. So it's like that. You can't hold a pure devotee back. They just, you can't really hold anyone back from whatever they are. And certainly the pure devotees can't hold them back. And they, because of what they are, they have absolutely no interest in material existence. Such a person also was Gadadhara Pandit. Certainly. It's his appearance day to day. Appearance. And he, of course, he's also Nitya Siddha, to say the least. He is Srimati Radharani. In a particular type of appearance, very interesting situation, that Lord Chaitanya is also, well, he's Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani, and the mood of Radharani, you cannot really separate from Radharani, they're one. So he is Radha and Krishna combined. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahe Anya. Although he's also described as Krishna, but in the mood of Radharani. But then he's also Radha and Krishna combined. And Gadadha is Radharani. But Gadadha is Srimati Radharani, but not in the typical mood of Srimati Radharani, in that Srimati Radharani is very famous as being left-wing Vamyabhav. Left-wing gopi, there's left-wing and right-wing. Right-wing gopis, headed by Chandravali, they're very submissive and do whatever Krishna says. The left-wing gopis, headed by Radharani, and particularly Radharani, they're not very submissive. But rather, they just sort of take on Krishna in so many ways, particularly verbally, in so many situations. And because it's all done in a mood of perfect and the most profound devotional love, Krishna likes it. He likes being chastised by the gopis more than he likes to be glorified with Vedic hymns. But as Gadadha, Srimati Radharani, well, Gadadha is not showing that nature. He's basically very submissive. Yeah. So it's said sometimes that because Lord Chaitanya is Radharani also, and it's all focusing on Lord Chaitanya, then Lord Chaitanya, he has stolen that mood of Radharani. And therefore Gadadha isn't really exhibiting it. Not exhibiting it, actually. At least in any pastimes that we hear of. But still, Gadadha is Srimati Radharani, and as such, Nitya Siddha, to say the least, and such a wonderful and amazing devotee. When he was young, he was a classmate, school friend of Lord Chaitanya. There's a nice description. Well, and Lord Chaitanya would, you know, he was very playful, mischievous, and kind of a bit heavy in his playfulness and his mischievousness. And he would sometimes taunt Gadadha, who was a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya was acting as if he was not a devotee. And sometimes he would make Gadadha cry. There's a nice description in Prema Vivarta of how Lord Chaitanya had an argument with Gadadha about Krishna consciousness. And Gadadhar became so upset, he didn't go home that night. He just stayed out crying the whole night. And Lord Chaitanya came to look for him the next day and found him just sitting somewhere, crying, and said, how does it go? What did he say? He said, I think he asked him to prepare something for him to cook, for him to, the Lord Chaitanya did. Anyway, the Lord came and embraced him, and Gadadhar was not angry with him, but immediately just became submissive to him again. If I had known, I would have looked that up. It's such a nice story. And one time, Lord Chaitanya was walking with Gadadhar through Navadvip, and a parrot came. And Lord Chaitanya, and the parrot started chanting, Gora, Gora, Gora. Well, actually, the parrot came and landed on Lord Chaitanya's shoulder and started chanting, Gora, Gora, Gora. And Lord Chaitanya told the parrot, stop this, get out of here, and just sort of threw the parrot away. And the parrot flew up into a tree and started chanting, Gora, Gora. And Lord Chaitanya told the parrot, chant Radha Krishna. And the parrot said, no. And he started chanting, Gaur Gadadhar, Gaur Gadadhar. And Lord Chaitanya told him, stop this. You know, this Navadvip, it's the same as Vrindavan. You must chant Radha Krishna. And the parrot replied that, for me, you are my Krishna and Gadadhar is my Radharani. So therefore I chant, Gaur Gadadhar, Gaur Gadadhar. Yes, so they had pastimes, many, many, many pastimes together, Gadadhar and Lord Chaitanya. And then there's the famous pastime in Chaitanya Bhagavat, how Gadadhar became initiated by Pundarik Vidyanidhi. I think it was Mukunda Dat came and told him that one great devotee has come. I want you to meet this devotee. Others, the other local devotees, they don't know him, but I know him. He's just arrived from some other part, and he's really an amazing devotee. Come and meet him. It was Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So they went there, and there was Pundarik Vidyanidhi, dressed in total opulence, surrounded by beautiful young women, and some of them were fanning him, and he was lying back. One was dropping grapes into his mouth, and it was a very luxurious and, you know, sense gratifying looking scene. And there's Gadadhar with Mukunda Dutt, and Gadadhar's looking and thinking, what? He's a great devotee? How could it be? No. He wouldn't accept it, and his mind was disturbed. And Mukunda saw his mind is disturbed. And he said, wait a minute, just watch this. And he chanted famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, I think, 3.2.23. Aho bhakiyam stamakada kutam chighamshaya payayat apyasari, in which Uddhava is lamenting following the disappearance of Lord Krishna. How will I find someone who can be merciful to me like Krishna now that he's gone? And Pundarik's just lying there, you know, with all these things going on. And suddenly, he just became totally, completely overwhelmed with devotional ecstasy and went completely out of control. was rolling on the ground from one side of the room to the other, smashing into things. And whatever was in the room just went flying with no regard to, you know, am I going to hit this or that? He just smashed into everything and just screaming and roaring in ecstasy, glorifying Krishna. This went on for something like 2 to 3 hours. Completely out of control in devotional love. And Gadadha is watching this and he realized, I made a mistake. I committed an offense to doubt this very, very great devotee. And so Gadadha made up his mind on the spot. How can I make up for this offense? I have to accept this person as my spiritual master. And so he took permission from Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya gave him permission and he was initiated by Punarik Vidyanidhi. So there's more, but time is passing on. Hare Krishna. Any comments? Questions? Srila Prabhupada ki.